Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Friday night and we're live. Woo! Welcome to the Friday night Varsity Boosh, baby. And we got a lot of topics to talk about. Training camps in full-fledged week two. So we dive into all the hot news in that.
And two Dallas Cowboys have something to say. DeMarcus Lawrence talks praise for Zimmer and Nealon, the new rookie defensive end, which we also kind of discuss how much we needed that draft pick, by the way. And Micah Parsons addresses his scrutiny and the winning culture in Dallas and how he's going to handle that moving forward.
Stop hating me.
And also, one final thing that we do talk about, of course, is the Dak Prescott deal. Troy Aikman weighs in. You may not like what he has to say. All this Ooh-wee. And more and a bunch of crack-ums on today's show.
Crack-em if you got them, son! So we should have made a new song. Because this is the main event song. We needed like a marching band song.
You know what? I got some sound effects.
You got effects. Some songs? Okay.
Crack 'em if you got 'em, son.
Let me get one of those in me, kid. Crack 'em if you got 'em, son. On this August. First August show of the year.
Yeah.
Because it was Wednesday was the 31st, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Holy, this is the summer's flying. I like it that it's flying by because football's almost here, but it's also, do you ever, like, I get that feeling with the NFL season, like by week 10, I'm like, oh my God, the NFL season's almost done. I also get that with summer, like by August, I'm like, summer's done.
Yeah. I guess the thing is summer isn't the same as when I was a kid. I probably actually do more traveling in say spring.
Right.
And most of that is dictated by how far the Cowboys get every season.
For me, though, it's because I work outside, so summer months are usually pretty good, minus it being hot as balls. Like, today was quite hot. But you want that nice sunny weather all year. And it's like, I'm like, well, I feel like I only have X amount of days left in it until I have to hermit crab out of the rain.
Yeah. Oh, no, for sure. Well, I think we're going to have a... You know, we're going to have a pretty nice October. Here we are talking about weather. And that's what you got
to
do.
Hey, you have to. It's our intro. We're talking about weather. That's what we do.
It's
still the off season.
Is it the
off season? No, I guess it's not because there was a game yesterday.
It's the on season.
It's the on season.
But no, we are just trying to make time pass as we're counting down the days to, as you mentioned, the start of the season.
Yeah, for sure. September. We got Bandwagon Boy, one in the chat. We got EJ Savage up in the chat. Bunch of Weather Boys. We're the BWBs,
Bunch of Weather Boys Network.
With great stashes, though. I'll add that. Ad, I tried calling you. I still don't know how to select people to put their pop-up up, but that's okay. We're going to roll it out. We got a whole bunch of training camp stuff we're going to go through today. That's kind of what today's show's about. Mainly just training camp. We had Bryson Carver on the other night. You know how we do. We wanted to get Bryson's opinions on a lot of topics, Dallas Cowboys, not necessarily training camp stuff. But tonight's dedicated purely on training camp. So
Training camp and things that have happened whilst at training camp. Because there's been some, you know, I think we should kick it off because he's our boy. And we want this resolved. And yes, we'll keep coming back to this well until it's dry. And by dry, I mean the man himself, Dak Prescott, is signed to the Dallas Cowboys. Because we were talking with Bryson Carver, as you mentioned in the last podcast, and he had that hot take that he doesn't believe Dak will be a Dallas Cowboy within the next 8 months. Basically, at the end of the season, he'd be moving on, is kind of how that timeline would go, which is odd to think about. Hey, that's only 8 months away.
And it's going to be there, and it's going to be there in a second. So I don't even know. I'm kind of nervous in that.
Well, here's some news. Just while I try to talk and copy and paste at the same time. There we go. Released today, Dak Prescott says, is that yellow or is that just my glasses? I think it's just my glasses.
Hey, I got it going.
Oh, you got it going.
It pops up in here, not up top. So I had this the whole time last episode, and I just never clicked this shit.
Okay, cool.
Okay, we're good.
All right. So,
sorry.
Audio listeners, you're like, what the hell is...
Oh, God.
Okay. Just
keep talking.
Here, hit open OBS again. Audio listeners, you're getting a little behind baseball here.
Run normally?
Yeah.
I think because I clicked all five at the same time.
Oh, yeah. It just powered down. Okay, so now
start streaming,
yep. Manage. So what we're doing, audio listeners, and I may or may not cut this out, but hey, sometimes you got to pull the curtain back. We had a little crash with the OBS. Anth got really excited.
I did.
He found the chat feature, which allows us to bring up a comment onto the video, which you're missing out on. But, you know, this is perfect because as soon as we get it back, we'll go into the actual Dallas Cowboys news. I promise you that.
AJ, what do I do up here? End stream or keep that going?
No, it's still going. Like so that stream. Hey, everyone, we're back.
Hey, we're back. Look at us.
That's that stream.
Yeah, we back.
Is the YouTube stream, and this is the OBS. So we're back.
Okay, we're back.
All right.
Okay, woo.
Rewind it back.
Man, we kept it pretty calm. We flew this ship. What do we got, AJ?
Okay. So news out today, and that's not yellow, is it? No, that's white. Okay, because you know I got my yellow glasses on. It's hard to tell. Dak Prescott says, I've got a ton of confidence about landing a new Cowboys contract. And there's a nice little paragraph here where he goes into kind of what we've all been kicking around anyways. This is Dak Prescott's quote. I've got a ton of confidence, but honestly, it's not something I think about. I'm here in training camp and focused on the year. I'm on a contract for this year, and that's all I really care about. I like to hear that.
Yeah.
Because we kind of were talking about that on Wednesday where it's nice to see because Dak could have held out. He could have been thinking for his future and been like, well, I'm not going to be playing anytime until it's game time.
Sign me or find a different quarterback.
Yeah, or I've only done that. Yeah, or I'm not doing any other football besides what I need to do to play, right? Like, so it's nice to see that he is a team player in that respect. And I got my, you know, you lean towards Jerry, you lean towards Dak. I think I'm on that Dak side, and he also, Jerry Jones also says, right now I would characterize both conversations as upbeat, referring to Dak and CeeDee. We're having good talks back and forth with both Todd
and this
Torrey.
This was today. So
I don't know if this article is from today.
Yeah, so it probably got said in a press conference at some point. So yeah. At least you know that their sides are still talking. I don't think there's bad blood between anyone. There's definitely not bad blood from CeeDee Lamb. There's definitely 100% not any bad blood from Dak Prescott, or he wouldn't be there. So
exactly. And I like that. But the other thing I want to bring up regarding this, because that's all like, okay, we're getting, things are blooming. Okay, things are getting nice and peaceful, it seems like, and we're getting closer to that deal.
The plants are watered. The flowers are coming.
Troy Aikman weighs in on Dak's future. And he has some surprising things to say, in my opinion. He says, Dak Prescott is a great leader. I believe that he's going to be the first $60 million QB. And the longer this goes, the more I think he'll be playing elsewhere.
Whew.
So I didn't watch this video. It is like 2 minutes long. Do you want to watch
let's
it
check
until
it
we
out.
Get bored of it?
No, yeah. Bored or one of us wants to chime in?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hey, pause. Oh. Aikman wears sunglasses like us. He's actually, that looks like his sunglasses look right out of the AJ sunglass I'm going to call it a chest, but it's only a cardboard box that you got here. But Aikman's looking very Elton John, actually.
Yeah, that's the thing. I like the see-through glasses. I love the Elton John impersonation for sure. But Rocket Man. I'm a circle glasses dude.
You don't like the square look.
It's just not on my face. Fair it looks enough. Good on him.
I think Aikman could wear anything and he'd look all right in it.
I'd love to see him in some nice yellow circle glasses. But let's see if this audio works.
Probably there doesn't get talked about in that same light because he hasn't had the same success in the postseason is a guy who I'm very fond of right here in Dallas, and that's Dak Prescott. He you know, what I respect so much about Dak, one is he's a great leader. He's a great person. But he's an old school guy in that he...
Dak is not a good person. I've heard lots of rumors that he attacks old ladies on the street. He spits out gum. He doesn't wash his hands after using the bathroom.
Yeah, and he makes C.D. Lamb cup his pee. Like, he pees into his hands before. He's like, go throw this in the toilet.
That is some weird stuff, but I guess Troy Aikman has better stories of Dak Prescott.
He doesn't care about anything but winning, and it frustrates him beyond imagination that they haven't had more success in the postseason, and it's the only thing that's keeping him from really being mentioned with Pat Mahomes and some of the other greats.
I would love to see, you know, how Dak responds to everything that is said about him if he is only determined and driven by winning whenever they lose, because it gets so loud.
Yeah.
So loud. And it's always like, you know, Stephen A., obviously, and the Dallas Cowboys fans have the relationship that he has, and he's had, you know, the highest rated television show in sports for like the last 11 years. One of his big angles, one of his actual, like, one of his things is, like, Dak's going to blow it. Dak's going to blow it. So Dak works his ass off just driven by winning only. And all he hears all year is he's going to blow it. Think about the amount of, like, fuck you Dak has to have for everybody then. And then for it not to work out again and again. What if he breaks through, huh? What if Dak Prescott breaks through? Feels like it's a lame duck year down there, though, doesn't it? Hey.
Well, it does.
Doesn't it?
Followed up with something very nice.
Yeah.
With something very, well, not so nice. That's like, I guess that's a tactic. Well, build him up.
Well, I think
break him down.
He was leading the witness, Your Honor.
Yeah.
He's leading Aikman where he wants him to go. And sorry, if he couldn't tell already, this is the Pat McAfee show. Say it how you want. Do you want to keep going?
Well, I want to say one thing. I did like how Troy Aikman said postseason because he didn't want to say the playoffs and then have to say playoffs after. Yeah. I respect that.
Yeah.
I use that trick sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm good with keeping going. I'm intrigued on what Aikman's answer is going to be to this, to be honest.
Yeah. Let's keep it rolling. I mean, I'm interested.
We stop doing what we're doing. We just watch the Pat McAfee show the whole time.
You know what? We're going to go to the whole McAfee show because this was really good.
This is just a watch through of Pat McAfee.
If he breaks through this year, I mean, I do believe he's going to be the first quarterback to $60 million. And
I do too.
From Jerry or somewhere else?
Well, that's the question. And the longer this goes, the more I think he will be playing somewhere else. If it continues to drag on.
Where's the fucking loyalty, Aikman?
It kind of looks like we're on with Aikman right now.
Yeah.
And he plays great.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah,
and the Cowboys come in.
Yeah, late I get it.
To say, hey, now we want to pay you. I don't know. I don't know where his head will be at that point. But when you look at the numbers, if you didn't have the names and you just looked at stats, and again, I go back to I don't care about stats. I just want to see wins. But wins included, you would put Dak Prescott's numbers over the last couple of years along with Patrick Mahomes's, but it's what's happened in the postseason that has separated those two. And so that's where the whole organization.
Hey, pause, AJ. I do agree because I'm in a group chat in fantasy football, and today someone posted in the last, I think it was 50 starts.
Yeah.
And they had Dak Prescott's stats side by side with Patrick Mahomes, and they're almost identical. Mm-hmm. Wins, touchdowns, yards, like they're very, very close. But if you put their postseason games
huge
over difference. That same time span, Mahomes has two Super Bowls, I don't know, 10 wins.
Yeah. And in fairness, you put Mahomes up against anyone in the league.
And he's going to be better. Yeah. But even if you went like Dak Prescott versus like Brock Purdy in the last 3 years, Dak Prescott might have better stats. But it's when the postseason, Dak Prescott just hasn't been great. And that's the only gripe. If he would have brought the Cowboys to an NFC championship game already in his first 8 years, you wouldn't be talking about this. He would already have his contract. I was also looking at another NFC East quarterback from the past, Eli Manning. Mm-hmm. Eli Manning finished his NFL career with 118 wins, 118 losses. But his postseason record was 8-4 with 2 Super Bowls. So it's like you could have a quarterback that's 225-80, but then have a postseason record of like 3-9. Mm-hmm. Who are you going to take? Like, do you really give a shit about the wins or loss stats or the touchdown passes or the I would rather have the two magical years that the Giants had with two Super Bowls and then had dog shit years. They had a lot of dog shit years too. But Eli Manning also, not only just those two Super Bowl wins, he also had 2 losses in the NFC Championship game. So he made it to 4 NFC Championship games and won 2 Super Bowls. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's the only gripe on Dak right now is his playoff success.
Yeah, and it's going to continue to be that way until he wins. And then you're in a rock and a hard place because if Jerry has drawn a line in the sand in that we need to see what Dak's going to do, and if he's not going to do it this year, then we're not signing him. Well, obviously, the writing's on the wall in if that is the case.
So Mark97 in chat, you should have Pat on your live stream someday. I'm not sure if he's talking about Mahomes or McAfee, but we should get both of them on.
You know, we'll get back to them because they have reached out. So that is, we appreciate that for reminding us, Mark.
I think that's a little tongue in cheek by Mark97, but I like a good boosh.
Ah, yeah. You know what, Mark, you're always welcome on.
Yeah, if you have a good chance to boosh someone, especially on a live stream, you got to do it.
Boosh them up. Okay, so that kind of wraps up this Dak Prescott, and really nothing new, but just
we got to touch on it. It's the biggest news. Your quarterback's going into a season without a contract extension. And he's deciding to play. Like that's pretty big and pretty respectable. A lot of character there.
We got 3 more kind of topics, but if there's anything you want to pull up as well, you can. We have a couple lines or a couple quotes here from DeMarcus Lawrence.
Okay,
praising some players. We have Micah Parsons addressing the scrutiny and winning culture in Dallas, and we have then some training camp standouts.
Let's do D-Law. Let's go Tank. Yeah. Let's get some Tank action up in here, who I'm excited to watch.
Yeah, well, Tank has some things to say here about the Dallas Cowboys defensive coach Mike Zimmer. He's got right here, Dallas Cowboys veteran defensive end DeMarcus Lawrence had high praise for the team's new defensive coordinator, Mike Zimmer, after the opening week of training camp. And let me just scroll it down.
And that's good news. You have one of your star players coming out and supporting the head coach like that. Like, D-Law's a vet. He's the vet of all vets for the Cowboys right now. And he's been there probably the longest besides like Zach Martin.
Yep.
So it's good
on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah, he's 100% the longest tenured Cowboy on the defensive side of the ball by a long shot. Like he's
and playing at a high level,
Pro Bowl level still. So it's good to see Tank back up or give some credence to his new defensive coordinator.
Is Zimmer, before we get into the quote, is Zimmer his third or fourth defensive coordinator? I'm
trying to think who he's had. He had Dan Quinn.
DQ for sure.
He had, what the hell was that? Nolan.
Mike Nolan,
who was just awful.
Yeah.
And who else would have he had prior to that? Oh, he had...
Come on, you got it.
I'm drawing blanks here. Do Cowboys defensive coordinators, and we'll see. I'm trying to think who the hell it was. There was Rod Marinelli was his defensive or his line coach,
mm-hmm.
which who could have kind of also been his main
coach.
Rod Marinelli.
Yeah, Rod Marinelli.
And then I don't think he was there when Monty Kiffin was there.
2014 is when he started.
Okay, so yeah. So I had it. So Marinelli, yep. Nolan, and Quinn, Dan
and
Quinn.
And now Zimmer.
So fourth.
So why this quote can mean so much is a lot of the players on the Dallas Cowboys had only really played with Mike Zimmer mostly. I mean, obviously Dan Quinn.
DQ.
Kendricks did play with Zimmer and played out with another DC the last couple years, I guess.
Yeah, he was in the Los Angeles Chargers last year.
So here's what Lawrence has to say. With the schemes over the last couple of years with DQ, it was more about speed, using our speeds to set up linemen. More this year with Coach Z, it's really details, working on our details, our fundamentals, and staying in our gap, controlling our space. We work our speed through that. So to me, it's a pretty telling quote. And he didn't throw shade at DQ, but you could tell that he was much more, he likes the idea of going after the details. And there's actually more, sorry, we can
listen. Yeah, let's watch D-Law. Let's see what he's got to say.
Let's watch him. But the last quote right here, and then we'll actually hear him say it, is he really cares about the ball, man. It's actually dope to have a coach that is not going to settle for nothing else but the best out of you. You wish you had that in all your coaches.
Oof.
So
that's like throwing a little bit of shade. We got Bot G Eric, crack him if you got him. Greetings from Niagara Falls Bay, and he's in Canada right now. Bot G is in Canada right now. Oh, nice.
So yeah, I could feel it.
We could feel it. It's like he went across the border, and we're like, Boots is here.
My pants are so tight right now.
Boots is in Canada.
This
is from DallasCowboys.com.
Most definitely, try to come off aggressive, install fear in the offensive lineman with my get off, my pad levels, and, set them up from there.
Following the news of Sam Williams being lost for the season before practice.
This is a good question. Asking about Sam Williams.
What message do you give to them as far as stepping up, especially a guy like Marshawn Neal?
Yeah, man, it's a tough loss, losing Sam, especially out for the season. Prayers up to him and his health. That's what this game of football is all about. It's the next man up. You never know when you're going to get your opportunity, so you always got to come out here, prepare, and just be prepared when the time comes.
All right. Thanks, Hila.
He's doing a lot of,
EJ Savage, yeah, guys, just get Pat on. We're working on it.
Process cross your mind just how long you've been here.
It's definitely rewarding, but also, I really don't try to think about it too much. I still try to come in each and every day, work on my craft, and try to get better. I mean, I haven't reached the top yet, so it's still a long way for me to go.
I respect that. That many years in, and he's just saying, I haven't got to the top yet.
Yeah,
count the
early in my career.
Oh, there,
a lot of rah-rah.
In the last one, there was five.
It's more
two in this.
I do that at home with the kids, so I'm not trying to come up here and holler at a grown man. But it's really more a calming role.
Six.
Try to lead by teaching. Going
seven.
Through the steps with the guys instead of just trying to just pushing to go. So
that was seven on one question.
Wow.
That was seven, which I do. I've noticed stuff I say as fillers.
I know, me too.
I've noticed my filler word is actually.
Yeah.
Like I'll say, they actually, and then I'll say my point, and then I'll go, because actually, it's like, I've listened to myself. I'm like, you don't need to say actually before every point you make.
It's a thinking, it's something that happens to help, like the mind subconscious, like the word.
Spaces
like,
it out.
Like it's too. Give the mind a time. It's your
I think my two are actually and fuck.
Yeah, fuck.
Those are my spacer to learn to figure out what I'm going to say next.
Hey, sometimes I can't even watch our clips. I'm embarrassed by, how I talk and stuff.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, not embarrassed. Just I'm just like, you listen to yourself so much and you're like, fuck.
I know. So when I'm wasted, like wasted me.
Oh, yeah.
I can't even, like last Super Bowl, when I'm freaking out at Ad.
That's
over.
Just for the people.
Yeah.
I don't want it.
When I'm wasted, getting mad at Ad, and he's probably listening. He's going to now make a clip of us.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Hey, I shouldn't hate on Lawrence. This is a 9-minute video, so we'd have to like really scan through to.
I might go ahead and just clip the knows.
Yeah, clip the nose. That'd be awesome. But I think this is a really telling, very promising to hear him say that. And it does feel like a little bit of a shot at last year's coaching staff.
It is.
And maybe even a challenge to this year's.
Well, I respect someone that's going to come out like Lawrence here and say that he's getting behind the new coaching staff. Because
need that.
If he wasn't.
Yeah.
He's not going to directly say he doesn't like the new coaching staff, but he's not going to give it praise.
You know, the you know.
Yeah.
That made me forget a little bit. Here, we got something else that he was going to say, too, and I'll probably remember in a second after I copy and paste this. But he also had something to say about Marshawn Nyland.
Whoops.
Who, this kind of ties into that question about Sam Williams, and, you know, it sucks to have him out. Real quick, this was going to be such an important year for Sam Williams, and it really sucks that
we never really touched on it.
No.
We didn't really, because we didn't go live on that one Sunday after that he got hurt. I believe he got hurt on a Friday. We didn't dive into the Sam Williams injury too much. But yeah, like you said, this was supposed to be a huge year for Sam Williams, and now that's basically gone to shit, and you got to feel really bad for him. You got to feel bad for Williams because we were expecting a lot from him. We have been huge Sam Williams supporters, and we've said all he needed was that chance to get more playing time. Well, this was the year that he was going to get more playing time with the departures of Dorrance Armstrong and Fowler Jr. And then ACL, MCL. He didn't just do his ACL. He did ACL, MCL.
Oh, shit.
So that's tough, man.
The only good thing about it is the time of year that it happened, so he'll get another full year of recovery and, before this next season.
Who would have thought? We all would have thought he would have taken his knee out just by not tying a shoe, but it, in fact, was training camp.
You never know if the knees got weakened from
lack of support on your...
Step in and lack of support. But you know what's interesting, too, and then we can get into this article? The defensive end position really thinned up, didn't it, quickly?
Fuck,
like,
man.
It was something where we were like... We were like, oh, why would you draft a defensive end? Well,
we liked the Nyland pick. We were all stoked when it happened because we always talked about Nyland.
Just wasn't on the
priority
list.
We just didn't think in the second round.
Wasn't on our big board.
No, we didn't think a second round Nyland was going to be a pick in round two. And now it's like, oh, my God. Genius pick. Amazing pick. That great depth.
There's a lot of holes, but shit, at least this one isn't one now. Well, we'll see.
Imagine they did take a running back. Crack him if you got him, son. They did take a running back in the second round now.
Yeah.
Now you have D-Law, Micah, and then your third guy's Fioco.
Fioco, yeah.
Willem Fioco, Junior Fioco, who we haven't even seen. So I'm really liking the Nyland pick. We got EJ Savage. I've been on the Nyland train since late March. I like this kid a lot, man. Hoping he can step up and make a difference. And then Bot G shouting out EJ Savage, son.
EJ Savage! Which, go check out his show. Sorry if I don't know the...
Boys in the Zone.
Boys in the Zone. No, the days that you do your show. Throw it in the chat. Tuesdays.
I just threw a date up there.
Well, Boys in the Zone on all the socials and on YouTube as well. Good guy. Handsome dude. Nice beard. Well, maybe I think he goes beard and shaves it, and so, you know, you got to watch the show to see what stage he's in his life here. but love you, EJ. So this is what Lawrence has to say on Nyland, the most important rookie, I guess, at this point.
Right?
He has a lot of ambition, grit with his game. His fundamentals are pretty clean, especially for a rookie. It's a high ceiling for him. I'm going to keep working with him as much as I can. I definitely think he's going to evolve into something even better than me. High praise.
Wow.
High praise. And that's pretty much it in terms of what Lawrence had to say about Nyland. But
that's high praise.
Yeah. I mean, look, it's something that I think is going to start picking up steam, in true CanFan fashion. We're always... Sometimes we are, I'm not going to say we're the point of the spear, but we're near the top in terms of catching things. Am I going to blame the liquor? Am I going to blame the THC, the illegal Canadian THC? I don't know, okay? But sometimes it's Chad as well. So, you know, we have that breaking thought, not breaking news, but that breaking thought.
It does happen. I have noticed it happen.
Once in a while. And I think this is one of them. I think we're going to start hearing more about the importance of that draft pick of Nyland.
Well, the crazy thing is a lot of people were saying Nyland was going to be the DeMarcus Ware. The DeMarcus Lawrence replacement.
Yeah.
But now he's just going to be, man, there's going to be times on the field you're going to be able to get D-Law. Man, and this looks scary. D D-Law, Nealon, Micah, and fuck, it would have been Sam Williams. That would have been the four horsemen rushed. That would have been the four horsemen. Like, when you know you're rushing the quarterback, that would have been your top four guys. It would have been Nealon, Williams, D-Law, and Micah.
Yeah.
Because last year it was Fowler. The best four, like when they were only rushing four and getting to the quarterback, the best lineup that the Cowboys had was Micah, Dorrance, D-Law, and Fowler. They had the best success rate at four, as
right,
four.
Right.
So this year, now that it's going to get a little bit different. You don't really have that necessary. There's going to have to be an unproven guy that steps up.
There's going to have to be. And not to take anything away from Armstrong or Fowler, they performed well and would have loved to have them stay with the Cowboys. They took all the opportunity of the advantage that they had by playing on the line with Parsons and Lawrence, who helped to definitely guarantee at least one person's focus is going to be on those two guys. They have to protect against those guys, and generally it's going to be three players on that offensive line looking after those two guys, right? Either double teaming one or the other. So that opens up the opportunity, and Fowler and Armstrong were able to take advantage of it. So realistically, there's no reason why Fiocco can't come in, as well as, of course, Nealon, and do the same thing. It might be one of those scenarios where obviously you have to have the skill and be able to play at the level of an NFL player. But if you do those two things, that you're playing with that type of caliber in Parsons and Lawrence, you're going to be able to get to the quarterback and take an opportunity of those sack chances.
Those big old sackies. AJ, you want to toss me one there, son?
Yes, sir.
Man, I'm just excited. We're heading down in 2 days. We are flying. Bandwagon Boy 1 is already down in California with Bot G, or was with Bot G. Bot G's now in Canada. But we're flying down Sunday at 8 a.m. WayJ and I will be hitting the skies from Vancouver, Canada,
yep,
all the way to sunny Los Angeles, and then taking that Actually, Bandwagon Boy 1 will be picking us up at the airport in Bot G's car, which is fucking so awesome.
Yeah, we're going to get there early, and luckily about an hour after probably a half hour after I intend to actually arrive. I got my parking all set up, so I'll go drop my car off at 5 a.m. and then make my way over. So I'm thinking by 5:30, we're going to actually hit the airport, or I will, and then we'll meet. And, 6 o'clock rolls around.
We're having a beer.
We'll be through security, hopefully, by that point.
What's your take on a 6 a.m. beer at an airport? I think it's fine.
I think it's appropriate.
Vacation right now. Well, technically, I'm not on vacation. Like, we go to these events, and we do a lot of stuff. So, it's fun. Like, it is fun for me. But it's not like just sitting on a beach somewhere. Like, we're going to be pumping out content at training camp next week with the Rams scrimmage and the two padded practices. But back to my original question, 6 a.m. beers at the airport?
I think it's appropriate, and the airport does too. That's why they have it open.
That's why they have it, because you're in vacation mode. You get a nice glow on the plane. I'll probably sleep for a couple hours on the flight down, and then we'll be good to go soon as we land in L.A.
The airports know too, and the airlines know. There's that nice golden zone that you can have a person in where they're not going to be a problem, and actually they're going to go to sleep. Awesome. I'm not going to have to have them ding, ding, ding.
They won't take the free shitty crackers or your two sips of Sprite that they give you.
You pocket that. You bring that home to the kids. But yeah, and I'm just excited because Adam, if you're on, you're on and listening, but this is your warning. You might be showing up to a couple two glow faces just ready to go. And our Airbnb doesn't open till 3. So we're going to have to just go to some watering hole.
And have a couple.
And hold up. Maybe we go somewhere nearby and then just park.
We're right by the beach. So Boots also
right
says
near it's the beach.
Boots, it's standard. Time does not exist at an airport. Only time you need to track is your gate load time. Facts. And then I had a breakfast beer at 5 a.m. today. But he forgot to add at the airport. So that's true. Everyone does it. If you don't do it, you're a bitch. Crack him if you got him, son.
We got Micah Parsons addressing scrutiny and emphasizing winning culture. Now, this is just a quick sidetrack.
Scroll it over a little bit more, WayJ. Oh. There you go.
There we go. A quick little sidetrack before we actually hop in to the training camp standouts. But this did happen at training camp, and I feel it's important because we know, and we have been part of shitting on some things that Micah Parsons does. Love him anyways. But look, this is, we're here. We're free balling. We're just having a conversation. But, you know, he gets it from all over Cowboys Nation. And it's just, we've talked about his immaturity at times. This was a very enlightening response or comment here. So we'll get to that real quick while I just scroll down. They don't have an actual link of him doing it, so I'll have to read it again. But hey, I'm just as good as Parsons.
You are. you're the lion of.
Or do you want to read this one?
Okay, I got you. I get a lot, but when you know scrutiny is because you earn scrutiny, it's the expectations. You'd have to be blind to say that you don't have expectations wearing a star. That's why I say there's a delusion factor. They say it's okay not to win or act like those losses don't hurt or don't matter. That's delusional to me because it's earned.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy. Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
So I think that's, you know, essentially just saying he understands that there's a lot of
extra baggage.
Baggage with that star on your chest.
And it's the truth, man. It is the truth.
And this is another nice little.
Okay, yeah. This is a winning program that fans expect to win, Parsons said. We expect to win. It just hurts me when they think I don't try to win. People don't know how much I love this game and what I put into the game just so we can win.
And, you know, I see that, like, part of that immaturity of him getting frustrated on the sidelines, like, that we've called out, in, right or wrong, we've seen him get frustrated on the sidelines. That does come from a place of, man, I care a lot about this, and it's eating me up inside, and, like, he's not doing the job that he thinks he can do or that he believes he can do, whatever that might be, or just the team in general. So that frustration does come from a place of wanting to win. If he was, you know, you hate to see, and I love Marshawn Lynch, but Marshawn Lynch was about Marshawn Lynch
yeah.
when he played. And you could see, like, he would smile when the...
Didn't want to do media day shit.
No, you know, like, and I love him. So, like, he's a character, and that's the type of guy that... And maybe the same thing with Micah. Like I said, we've talked about Micah not needing to be a leader and just be the player that we need him to be, right? Speaking of which, unless there's anything else you want to say about Micah here and this, because just a quick pivot.
The Micah thing, I like to hear that he wants to win, and it's nice to hear him talking. What I don't like to hear is when he's talking about wanting to be the best. He wants to be the best player. I want to see him say, I want to win. I want to win the Super Bowl. Because if they win the Super Bowl, that's more than likely it was because he was the best player in the league.
True.
The best defensive player in the league. I think they come hand in hand. If you win a Super Bowl, your best players are going to be a very big part of that.
Yeah.
So I'd like him to focus on his only goal should be to win a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
At this point, he's going into his fourth season. I want him to start saying that. My goal is to win a Super Bowl. I don't want to hear him, I want to be the best, I want to do this and that, I'm worried about people. He shouldn't be worried about people being upset that they don't think he works hard even.
No, but for sure.
Is that kind of an immature thing a little bit?
It's also like, and if you, something that I will always not really accept because we didn't go through it, but these guys grew up with that social media so much in their lives that for me, I just fucking turn it off and not care about it.
But through high school, they had it.
Yeah,
through university, like had it.
It's a different.
And this is probably the first time he's ever really had scrutiny against him.
Oh, for sure.
Because in high school, guaranteed he was the best player by a very big margin. Same with university.
Yeah.
And now his first couple years in the league, like his first 2 years, all-star, right?
Yeah.
Even last year, very, very, very good.
Yeah.
He ranked, I think, 17th on the top 100 NFL list, but people are starting to be like, shut up, dude. Like you do see that. You see him on you see a clip of him talking, and some people are like, just stop talking, just shut up, right? So he obviously hears it or reads it or sees it.
And the unfortunate thing is I think he's learning too to be like, this, okay, like this is something new I'm dealing with. This he's recognizing it comes with the star. So those are all good things to hear. And you're not going to really get people who like you coming out to praise you as much probably 1-to-10 ratio compared to people who are coming to tell you suck.
Yeah.
Right? No one who likes you is going to, they will tell you, oh, thank you, Micah, that's awesome. We
you're
going to
get,
blah, blah.
And.
But the negative's going to come out and want to tell you much more.
And you always, no matter what, even if you had, say you had 10 people, right?
Yeah.
And 8 of them said you're awesome. And 2 of them said, you're a piece of shit. I can't stand you. You annoy me.
Yeah.
You're going to remember the 2 that said you annoyed them, not the 8 that were like, oh yeah, man, you're awesome. Because negativity has a higher impact on people. And you can see that a little bit with Micah.
Yeah.
That it's impacting him a little bit. I'm expecting a big year from Micah.
I think too.
A new scheme. I think this is his first.
A refreshed defense.
Refreshed. First year out of Dan Quinn's system.
Yeah.
Maybe we're going to see a little bit more, a little bit different stuff from him. He's playing out a little bit. Like last year, he was going in a little bit heavier. That was the big thing. Oh, he's got to bulk up so he can sustain the year.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's back to 240. So we're going to really see what Zim can do with Micah. And I do want people to kind of accept that he's not necessarily going to be that leader of the team and just accept him for being a generational type player, because his physical traits and what he does on a football field, not many people can do. And
let him lead by his play on the field rather than be one of those vocal leaders. And that is the perfect quick little segue to I have nothing really to pull up, actually. There was a
you just got to pull it out.
Well, I'm not going to pull up that clip because we got beef with that dude.
What dude?
The dude who was talking to
Overton. You can pull him up.
Get him up.
Oh, fuck him anyways. Yeah. Not Overshown. But Overshown, he's one of these dudes who is... Where was that? Was that in...
Ad sent it, sent it in the DMs, the Instagram DMs. Okay. Overshown, man. We were stoked for him last year at this time. Maybe not so much at this time after preseason games.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
But the more you hear about him, not to mention Bot G got a nice little convo in with him. So it is exciting to see what Overshown's going to bring.
Well, there is this one. Oh.
So I'm excited to see what Overshown can bring. And he's healthy, which is sweet.
Did we show our?
No, we should show ours after too. So this is DeMarvian Overshown getting, well, I'll say interviewed, but more so just having a question yelled at him while he's signing autographs by West Coast Cowboy.
West Coast, can I ask you a quick
Who doesn't
question?
Like us?
What's up? Say, I'm really good friends with my boy Jalen Smith, and he had a similar situation where he had to miss a year because of an injury. But he said he learned a lot in that offseason, in that season he was off. I want to know, man, what's one thing about football that you learned while not playing football?
Really, you know, when you get to the NFL, it's all about the detail. Okay. And any chance you get to sit and learn the game, you actually get a better understanding of just not the defense, but what to expect out of the offense as well.
Okay.
And then coming in as a rookie, I really wasn't, my body wasn't NFL ready, I would say.
Okay.
So being able to cook in a year, now I'm a dog, man.
I heard that.
Hey, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, okay. Shut up, West Coast, you bitch.
Real quick, and we go look at our clip after. This is what I like to see about Overshown. He was already last year before his injury being talked about as being a leader, leading the cheer, wanting to step up into that position. Maybe I'm crazy. I'm pretty sure that's what I heard or read.
No, he did. Yep.
And then out here, he's signing autographs, and then our boy Bot G was on the ground, as he is, boots on the ground, and got a quick little clip with Overshown, too, doing the same thing. Out there signing, looked like he was just going down the line signing. So he's really putting his heart into wanting to build himself as a leader for this team, I think. And that starts with getting fan respect on you, and that also helps his, I think, you know, it just feels good to want to be or for people to love you where you're working, you know? So I'll bring up our clip now.
Yeah, no, Overshown, you're completely right, man. He I'm excited to see him. I'm just so much more excited to see our linebacking crew this year compared to a season ago. Like, I'm just way more comfortable with what we're rolling in with. Last year, we didn't roll in with much. This year, I think we got some dogs.
Yeah, and it's nice to also hear him talk about last year, even though he was, small sample size, but he had such a impactful few plays there that things were really looking up. And what was he? He was all over the field in those.
Man, he had a couple against Seattle. He had a good preseason, the week before Seattle against Jacksonville, had a very good preseason game. Then even in Seattle, the game that he got injured, was making plays, and we were there live in Seattle. Ad showed us the news. Breaking news, and we were just both like, I can't believe I never posted that.
I was like, what happened?
Overshown's down. But so Bot G was down at training camp last, I believe it was Tuesday or Monday, and he got a little chat with Overshown. So this is Bot G, Eric, boots on the ground.
Hit me up with these main character vibes right here.
Hey, what's up, man?
I'm with Cowboys Camp Hacking.
Cowboys
Camp. Woo, woo.
The number 3 podcast for the Cowboys in the world, number 1 in your hearts. In the NFL, there's a new overtime rule, tiebreaker, right? You can't end a tie. You got to send someone else for the dance battle. Who are you sending down? Is it you?
Myself.
Oh!
You heard it here, guys.
When the game is on the line, count on 13. I like that quote. That's a badass quote, man.
And major shout out to Bot G, man. He just gets in there and he gets the good content. And
because I don't know if we have that in us.
You know, I just...
Like, we do, but...
And also, like, Bot G's a tall dude.
He's tall.
So he can kind of up over. It would be difficult for me in my stature. I mean, you're a little taller than me, but still, like, I don't know. I would feel... I will honestly agree with you. Regardless, if I was 6'6", I still probably wouldn't do it like Bot G does.
That's why Bot G's Bot G. Boots on the ground, Eric.
And can't wait to link up with him on Monday.
He does it in such a friendly way. You could hear everyone laughing and
not imposing way. Not and everybody imposing. Loved it. Like, you had West Coast asking about, like, a knee injury and what did you learn? And then Boots comes in.
Hey, I'm friends with Jalen Smith, and he told me this.
Name dropped. Yeah. And then you got Boots in there just with a really funny, engaging question that the fans liked. Overshown did a little shake little and dance. Shimmy.
We got some good quality. So here's what I'm hoping. I want, I'm suited up right now. Overshown's going to be my jersey Thanksgiving 2024.
I like
I'm
that.
I'm saying it right now.
I do. I respect
don't love,
that.
Don't love 13. Going to say right now. Don't love the number 13 on a linebacker. It's going to feel weird as
shit.
It is.
13 for a linebacker is strange to me.
But I can, you know what? It's going to grow on me. I can probably see that. Okay. Time to get to the training camp standouts.
Let me guess. I'm going to guess.
Yeah, guess.
Training camp standouts. It's going to be Jalen Tolbert. There's going to be, I think Overshown's going to be on there. I'm going to go one more. My three are Jalen Tolbert, DeMarvian Overshown, and my third, just from reading, Kalen Carson. Like, just from reading up on stuff that's been happening, I have a good feeling about Kalen Carson.
And I'm going to throw Tyler Guyton in there, too.
Oh, Tyler Guyton's a good one. Tyler Guyton's a really good one, and I think Marshawn Nealon could be there. But, the Guyton's a good one.
Maybe one-way Thomas. I don't know if I'm seeing the same clip from a different angle or the same interception, from a different angle. But you know what? We're going to have the answer right here.
And we're from, who's this? Kyle.
Oh, yeah. This is a DallasCowboys.com. And this is Kyle Humans.
Oh, Humans.
Kyle the Human Humans.
So there's 13, but that's the wide receiver 13 that they're showing there.
So this is our, yeah. Yeah, the young stud. Billy Joel or Billy Johnson.
Billy Joel.
This is a high five list, and it's kind of cool. They just do a list of high five or a list of five for like critical topics.
Want to boost it just to your left a tiny little bit?
Yeah, I'll zoom it out a little.
There you go. I saw the first one, and you got it right.
Yeah. Well, I did kind of scan
five. So Tyler Guyton. I respect that. Oh, I like to see. Hey, we'll dive in. Tyler Guyton, Eric Kendricks, man. Again, we talked about Overshown linebacker.
Yep.
But you see that Eric Kendricks. Tyler Guyton, your first round pick, of course you want to see that. He's a standout so far at training camp. Of course you want to see that.
Yeah, and Guyton had those two stand-up blocks against Micah Parsons that were circulating the internet. I could bring him up, actually.
Oh, I do like, I'll read this real quick.
Yeah.
Guyton began the week as backup left tackle behind Chuma Edoga, but was given all the first team reps on Sunday. In that practice, he put together good rep after good rep against talents like Micah Parsons, DeMarcus Lawrence, and Marshawn Nealon. How dope is that?
That's what you want to see. Not just good against one guy, but like being able to handle multiple different skill sets.
Totally, right? Because Micah Parsons versus a Marshawn Nealon, they're rushing completely different. One's going to kind of bull rush, power move you, and then Micah, who can still power move you, is going to be kind of quick and try to beat you with the speed.
And then Lawrence is just kind of a solid, a smart football player. If you give him any tell, he's going to see it, and he's going to blow past you. So, and he might even blow you if you're lucky. I'm just looking at our boy Deffy.
Yep.
And he had this group of clips
with Tyler Guyton going up against Micah.
Yeah, and so I'm just trying to scroll through and find it. I know it's in a package deal here somewhere. But anyways, hopefully I'll find it in a second. If not, just see this guy posts so much. Jesus, settle down, dude.
Well, I'll go with Tyler. Well, you're looking up here. So they also said Tyler Guyton. It's not often that an offensive lineman stands out so early in camp, especially without the pads on. So that's a good thing. Even without the pads on, he was showing up. Usually, that level of dominance is reserved for guys like Zach Martin and Tyler Smith. However, it was the rookie that turned heads with his early snaps. Guyton began the week as the backup left tackle. Okay, I read that part. I'm on repeat.
Damn, we're just gonna.
Well, while you're finding that, I'm going to dive into Eric Kendricks.
Yeah, go
ahead. So Eric Kendricks, the number four standout player for the Dallas Cowboys writer Kyle Humans, who also does a training camp show, which is pretty good. Similarly to the offensive line positions, linebackers can't truly show their physicality without pads on. That didn't stop Kendricks from making the correct reads, stepping up to make a tackle, and dropping back in coverage. His first practices as a Cowboy look like he's been a part of the defensive unit for a decade, which is precisely the reason Mike Zimmer brought him in.
He capped off his strong weekend with an interception of Dak during Sunday's practice. So, hey, man, we like to hear that shit right there. So you got Kendricks coming in who, man, I'm so excited for this linebacking room. I'm giddy for it.
Here's
So this is Guyton versus Micah. Let's take a little peek. Oh, I love the training.
There he is, number 60. Solid.
Just a big dude.
Solid O-line number.
60 is a good number. That might be my jersey. I might go, that might be my rookie.
Hopefully you get it, not a Tyler Guyton size. Look how big that man is.
We could all fit in it. Just takes Micah right out of the play.
And like not to say anything about, because Micah Parsons is obviously a big guy, but
he's 6'4".
Yeah. Look at the size difference
here.
It's
crazy.
And he handles him well. This is just one rep. There was two reps that I saw, but this one's really good. Just the angle.
Blocks him right out.
Obviously we're in practice and you know, Mike is gonna keep trying to feed that lion, but okay. Eric Kendricks. So now we'll go down to number 3 and number 2. Or just number 3. Tyron Billy Johnson and Micah Parsons. There you go.
Oh, that's nice to see. I'm glad to see the Micah Parsons thing. Do you want to read one of these guys?
Yeah. So Tyron Billy Johnson, every year there's an under-the-radar wide receiver who steals the show with high-flying grabs and impressive athleticism. Players like Dennis Houston, TJ Vasher, and others have jumped off the page in training camp of the past. This time, it has been Tyron Billy Johnson at every level of the defense. Taking advantage of the extra reps, the challenge now becomes finding the consistency necessary to earn a roster spot.
Which they're right. We have the last few years. You always hear about this.
Yep.
There's always this wide receiver that you hear about, and then it doesn't translate as much as you would hope into the season.
Who was the
last year? It was Jalen Brooks, who you heard a lot about.
Yeah.
And then, Like they said, the year before it was TJ Vasher was the year before Dennis Houston. We remember I don't know if that was in 2022, but the starting lineup was like Dennis Houston.
It was our first year.
Yeah, remember that? It was Dennis. It was just awful.
Yeah.
So,
you know, look, it's promising, and the kid's making moves. He's making some catches. Thing is,
shimmy and shaking.
You cannot really make a negative step, a negative move over the next whatever. What is it? Less than 5 weeks or weeks, 6 weeks here.
You're getting close.
You basically have got to not, you're the one who's going to lose your spot because now, in fairness, we do have a pretty much wide open 4 spot right now. Now you could consider
3. I mean, 3 could possibly even.
Yeah.
You need a strong showing.
Yeah.
You need a very strong showing. Because,
but you could take it.
But you could take it with a strong preseason.
You can also, of course, throw Turpin in there, but Turpin is more, he's...
Gadget guy,
and he's more, I think, like a special teams guy. So, yes, he's classified as a wide receiver, but I don't think he's taken up a wide receiver four spot. But definitely would love to see him out there and utilize his speed on offense, see what he can do.
Put some people on blast.
Yeah, he wants to play too. And Micah Parsons, I mean,
I do love to see that. We don't even really, I mean, it is nice to see that.
Yep, and... one real quick thing, then if this wasn't enough, and I'm not reading the rest to even know what they're referencing there, this is the important part. Mike Zimmer has moved him back and forth off the line of scrimmage, puzzling the offensive even further.
Well, because what happens in that situation is, yes, you're watching for Micah, but you're trying to game plan against Micah, and if you don't know what Micah Parsons is doing, well, now your play is you're trying to utilize Micah, right? You're trying to neutralize Micah. And in doing that, if you don't know where he's going to be, well, now you have other guys might even be able to get in on it because your whole defensive or your offensive scheme is going to go to shit.
Oh, yeah. If you plan to double block Mike on what you think he's going to, and you think he's going to be blitzing, and then he drops back, that just means the other side is probably blitzing, and you don't have two guys. You have two guys focused on the dude who's not a threat.
Exactly, which is awesome. So that is a good thing to see. Puzzling it all.
Man, it's hot out here. I got to get these drinks.
Get them in ya, kid. Get them in ya, son.
Before we do the final one.
Yeah.
And there's another.
Pass me one, too.
Crack them if you got them. There's another list, too. It's got some of the same players, but there's a few different ones.
Put it in my hole.
Okay. And then also, if you're out there, chat, let us know who you think is the most impressive, because that's what we got to decide at the end of this, is who's the most impressive.
Oh, after, like, we do the mock poll? Yeah. Okay.
We'll give our...
Okay.
From what we've seen, and chat, you as well, we want to hear...
I like that.
Who's the most impressive... I said rookie.
We meant player, though.
We meant player, but also, if there's a rookie standout who's not, like, your top standout, then throw that in there, too, because I'm interested. Ant's not.
I don't care what you think.
It's Ron Bland.
So, okay.
Which
I love that.
Nice to see, because I haven't heard much about him.
I love that. This is sweet.
Yeah, so all weekend there was no group more impressive than the defensive backs. Hey.
Hey, oh, shout out.
Isn't that funny? You go from last year where we're really hurting, and defensive end is not, and now we're switching where defensive end's really hurting, but now quarterback
The little flop.
Yeah.
They flopped it up a little bit. Yeah.
So, hey, at least it's not like cornerbacks and secondary.
No.
You know, or line and linebacker. Where you're
totally.
Like,
100%. Because, last year, that's kind of what it was, cornerbacks and linebackers. Now it's kind of like, well, I think the only spot on the line, and this is getting a little can-fan side quest, the only hurting spot, and it's this is to say it's only if one of our main guys goes down, one of the starters go down, is the D-line, and because the nose tackles are a little bit unproven, and then there's no depth at D-end. So there's not a lot of wiggle room. You either need your defensive tackles to fucking ball out, or you need your defensive ends to not get hurt. So that's the question, right? But having a good linebacking core could shore that up a little.
I think so, and he goes on to say, Bland led the way along with guys like Jordan Lewis, Kalen Carson, which is nice to see,
there a rookie, he is.
And Josh Butler, which is shit. You forget that he's still on the squad, eh? I guess he's prone to or destined to go back to the practice squad probably. But
which isn't a bad gig.
No, shit. Each of those names could probably be on the list, but it's hard to deny what Bland has been doing.
Oh, fuck, dude. That jacks me up. None of us have a Deron Bland jersey.
No, shit.
That's a shocker.
Well, probably.
And even after he broke the record, I'm surprised none of us get, like, you know, look, giddied out and got one.
You know, probably during this week, we'll, because you guys are going to
get an order in.
We'll get an order in. We're also, like, we'll sort out our jerseys because we got our two orders. We got our black market deal.
Oh, yeah.
And then we got our...
I mean, every jersey we've ever bought has been from NFL.com.
Yeah, that's
Dallas Cowboys Pro Shop.
But we talk about... Look, this is an entertainment show. We're entertaining. And then we got our live... we got our online purchases and we got our live purchases.
There you go.
There we go.
You can't incriminate us on anything.
Also, real quick, and we'll discuss this with BWB1 as well. I want to get like a... Whenever we do a side quest, that's a good side quest, and chat can start chiming in. We're gonna start recording experience points, and then when you level up, you like we'll do something like so. Like if you take us on a side quest, or I take or Adam. Okay, 150 XP.
I'm about to side quest us right now. Okay. You better be building a quest for Wednesday.
Okay,
for fans and foes.
Oh fuck yeah!
Wednesday when we're off.
Oh yeah!
So we can do one for like,
you know what? I'm gonna get a. I'll download a Dungeon and Dragons one, and then I'll just substitute.
Switch it. Yep. Okay,
substitute it. So it'll be
throw really it into easy. ChatGPT.
Yep.
Switch this for people at training camp.
So here's the other list: 4 Cowboys players whose stock is up already.
And you said ones. So Guyton's obviously going to be on there.
Yeah,
because there's a picture of Guyton. So this is 4 stock of players that are up. Did it say 4 that are down?
No, just stock
up. Like we're just being positive. This is good.
Just positivity. We're heading in. We're going into Oxnard mode for ourselves. It's all positivity.
We're
going to
be on the beach.
We're winning the Super Bowl.
We're going to be on the beach. We're going to be winning Super Bowls in August. We're going to be smoking some J's, drinking some tequila. Yeah.
I know my boy. I'm not going to out him, but I know the boy who we know and love, and
he's going to hook you
chocolate.
Up.
That sweet chocolate.
He's going to hook you up with some Eddies.
So here's the list. Tyler Guyton.
Okay, so he discussed. So he's up there. And he's number one on this one.
Number one on this list.
Five on the last.
Number one here. And impressive and what you want to see.
I just love that. And it just goes back to that news that broke a couple weeks ago of that dork who was saying that Guyton might not even start.
Yeah.
Guyton right now is undeniably starting week one.
Yeah.
He's already shown more than just these articles with all these guys that are there watching every snap of practice. He's already won the spot.
I think
changed
so.
My mind.
Look,
he's won the spot. He's your starting left tackle.
I think any questions of, okay, let's test him and just see how he does against Myles Garrett week one. I think it's like, okay, bring Garrett on.
Bring him on.
You know, and I think Guyton's probably got that same feeling like, yeah.
Bark at him.
I want it.
Give me him.
Tyron.
So two for
Tyron
two.
Tyron Billy Johnson,
two for two. So they were both on the first list, both on the second list.
Just a speedster. Oh, here we go. This is a different one.
Royce Freeman. Rose 5'9".
Fucking crickets from anything I see. But this is what they say about Royce. This one is more about what we've heard rather than what we've seen from practice videos. Okay, not a good start. Freeman entered the Cowboys as one of the very few free agent signings the team made, despite being perceived by many as a Ronald Jones-type signing and a potential camp body at first. Freeman is earning big-time praise from his coaches. Mike McCarthy recently raved about his pass protection skills, an area that the Cowboys head coach really emphasized with his running backs, and added that Freeman has a chance to be one of our primary players on special teams.
Yeah, that's good. Hey, if you can get a special teams guy that's still also depth, I don't hate it.
Yeah.
So they're kind of saying that Ronald Jones-type signing. They've signed Ronald Jones last year, and you're like, you didn't even make it to the season type thing, but... Sounds like Royce the 5'9 is doing a little slanging and banging.
Well, here's the good thing about him is even if he's not going to be the guy who can get you,
our Guyton. That's just what we're going to say for everybody.
Yeah. Whenever someone is.
Yeah, here. That's our guy, Guyton.
But with Freeman... Like you mentioned, he's got the if he is a primary special teams player, but he has the ability to block. We know that he can run a football 3 yards. Maybe it's not 4 yards that we need, but you know he's not going to lose yards. And he does it primarily on special teams. Not a bad signing. You never know when you're going to need him to come in, even if it's just for a couple plays to hold the ship together while, like, you know, maybe Zeke's
getting oxygen on the sideline because he ran a 14-yard play.
Yeah, Zeke's gonna be sliding at 14 yards.
Did you see that? We might have to look it up right now just because it's Rob's side quest. So go to Instagram.
This is 150 XP side quest.
Yeah, okay, so go to Instagram, go to NFL memes, and there's a clip of Zeke running through Instagram, AJ.
Oh.
There's a clip of Zeke doing, you know, the when they run through the things that hit you?
Yes, I saw that one.
You did see that? Yeah. I don't know what the hell it's called. Those the paddle drill, I'll call it, because it looks like a bunch of paddles. Looks like a bunch of dicks just hitting you.
Yeah,
just it looks like you're running through. It looks like you're running through a gangbang. Just dicks hitting you. But there was one of Zeke, and it wasn't too great. Yeah, this is it. This is it. Actually, there's a couple good ones in there. The first three are pretty good. We should just
watch. You know what? I'm just going to go through them all.
Yeah, let's go through them all.
We're just having fun now, guys.
We're having fun. So this is a kind of NFL memes. Looks like Cowboys fans are finally starting to learn that this year, like the rest of them, is probably not their year. They're referring to all the talk of no fans in the stands. But guess what? Your boys are going to be there.
Oh,
Next week.
I'm hoping it's like this.
Just me
like,
too, kind of. It was the one day we went last year. It was so fucking packed.
So busy. And, well, here's the difference, and not to toot our own horns.
Toot, toot. Crack them if you got them.
Crack them if you got them, son. Last year, like this year, I say that, but it actually won't matter because we're going to be in that VIP.
We got that VIP swag.
And, you know, Doubt Sam Leaf, the extraordinary magician, and... He's also a NFL agent, Sam Leaf. We might see him there as well, too. So.
Yeah, I'm excited for that. That unknown. Oh, Kilo C in the house language.
Hey,
Kilo, there he is.
All right, let's go on to this next.
Okay, let's check out the next one. This one's bad.
This is a full year of having Dak Prescott as a mentor is finally paying off for Trey Lance.
That's bullshit.
He just throws it right to that UFCL.
What are they looking at? Or what's he looking at here?
And he almost drops the fucking height, too.
There's no wide receiver there. That looks like Adam playing CFB 25. That's Adam playing CFB 25 right there. Panics and just button mashed.
Yeah.
That's a button mash right there.
The next guy to the football, last time we'll watch this. So after the interception happens, the next closest guy to the football is another defender. I don't know who it is, but
I just don't know what he's looking at. Maybe he thought they were blue. Maybe he thought his team was the blue jerseys here. That's awful. Look,
24 ones.
That is awful. Okay. And then the Zeke clip. Zeke out here moving like my pops when he gets up too quick.
And he just looks like he hurts himself.
I hate to laugh, but
he's chunked up.
That is pretty funny. That. He definitely did. He get winded? He must have got winded.
Nutted.
Oh,
that's what I'm thinking.
Maybe because those things have some pressure.
Yeah, like you run into them, it looks like a nutting. This is a nutting.
That's a nutting. That is a nutting.
And there's no way that Zeke doesn't have a freaking armadillo tail hidden in his pants.
Got a python, 100%. I can't even remember what we were talking before that. I just needed to see. Oh, yeah. Needed to see those.
That was it. Oh, no. We're back here. Royce Freeman. And the last one is Kalen Carson.
So I called that on my original five, but I'm glad we're seeing it.
So this is Kalen Carson. Continues to pop. Check out the anticipation on this Tyron Billy Johnson route one-on-one. So,
okay. Let's see it.
Oh. Billy Johnson's not a rookie. I think he's third year?
No, Billy Johnson's a rookie.
Oh, is he?
Okay. Undrafted, yep. I can't even see what happened.
He's just on him.
He's just tight on him. Who was throwing the ball? Was that a Trey Lance throw?
No, it was a Dak. I think it was just like a little.
Just a toss up.
Yeah, just. Maybe it was.
Kalen Carson, though, top four. So he was the only one. So Royce the 5'9" and Kalen Carson weren't on that first original five list. So Royce Freeman, none of us are. Guessing that.
And the best thing about it, lowest expectations for him. The worst thing he can do is show up on a screen and get a penalty like Sam Williams did on a special teams play, right? So, if you don't hear about him, that's great on all accords because it means that he's not making mistakes on special teams and that our running back room is healthy and doing fine.
Yeah, that's good. And special team guy.
Special team guy. Any final?
Hey, man, we're going to be rolling down. We're going to be rolling down in a couple days. We fly out Sunday morning to meet up with BWB1. We're going to be in sunny California for the Dallas Cowboys training camps from August 5th to 9th. We will be there live for the scrimmage against the Los Angeles Rams.
Yep.
We're going to be doing a lot of live streams. There's going to be live streams from training camp. There's going to be live streams after. We're going to be pumping out a bunch of content.
That's right, and what you got to do is you got to share this with your friends when we go live so we can just get those numbers up and expose everything that's happening on Dallas Cowboys training camp.
Yeah, we appreciate everyone that came by. I love you guys. Hope you like and subscribe if you haven't already, which we know you all have. But AJ, do you know anything that you want to say to any other people that aren't Cowboys fans?
I just want to say to anyone out there who's got a problem with our boy Hard Nips, Mike Zimmer, you can tell them to go fuck themselves!
Crack them if you got them, son.
At Nutrafol, we don't just help your hair, we help your body grow it. Because it's never just about your hair. It can be your job or your deodorant or your lunch or just normal life. That's why our whole body approach targets the key root causes of hair thinning. Discover your root causes and why we're the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com. These statements have not been approved by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease paid for by Nutraceutical Wellness, Inc.